News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
With us is Paul McAuliffe, who is Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin North West and Vice Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, in front of whom appeared BAM and the National Children's, or rather National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, to discuss the thundering shambles that is the construction of the National Children's Hospital. Paul, first of all, date for completion, any idea?
That was the breathtaking thing from yesterday's hearing, was that the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board couldn't give us a date, or they hadn't been given a date by the contractor. It's a really unusual situation, Anton. Normally, the Public Accounts Committee are dealing with, you know, a completed project, an audited set of accounts, and we examine what has gone wrong. What's happening with the children's hospital hearings, and I suppose we continue to have them to ensure that there's the maximum pressure on the development board to deliver it, is that we have a live building project. We've, you know, a completion date that's moved 19 times, and the witnesses who are in open dispute with the contractor, and it's a very, very messy situation.
Now, as to the culpability for that mess, BAM gave a testimony wherein they pointed to the awards made in favour of BAM. They say that the independent adjudicator looked at disputes between the client, that being the board representing the state, and the contractor, and they said that they adjudicated on 3,165 claims worth 819 million and awarded a net 52 million in favour of BAM. Reading between the lines, essentially that's the contractor saying, look, you did a deal with us that if you kept changing things, it'd cost you a fortune. You keep changing things.
Yeah, and I suppose we have two sides of the coin here. In the committee room, the witnesses are saying that they haven't had substantial design changes. You know, going back to 2019, they said this was the latest one. And outside the room, we have the contractor who has a financial a benefit in making such claims, who are saying that there's substantial changes. What was also said yesterday is that there just isn't enough boots on the ground to get this finished. So before the last hearing earlier in the year, we were given a date of the 30th of April for a substantial completion. That's why we scheduled the meeting yesterday. That date was given the night before the development board attended the Public Accounts Committee. And then, as they came to us yesterday, when we should have had substantial completion of the hospital, they've been informed that there's now no clear date, and they'll get the date today, the day after they appear at the Public Accounts Committee. So it's very difficult to kind of draw the line as to where blame lies yet, while these open legal disputes. And obviously, from the Public Accounts Committee's perspective, we want to ensure the least number of claims are allocated against the state. But that there's an independent process for that. And at one point, I had to intervene with the witnesses and point out that the PAC isn't the adjudicating body for contractual issues.
Now, in a somewhat bitter but nonetheless fairly hefty point, one of the things that BAM said was that they have a strong track record of successfully delivering major projects across Ireland and beyond. In other words, this isn't our first rodeo, so why do you think it's going wrong in this specific instance? Again, blaming the client.
You know, there is a suspicion sometimes that contractors bid low and have a very healthy claims process in order to maximise profit. I suppose we can't say that at this point, but there has been very significant claims. And that
but
has
the client agrees
to
those
like
terms. I mean, at the point of procurement, the client can say, we are not signing you up on that basis. They have total control over who they decide to hire.
Absolutely. And I think the contract that the Children's Hospital has been constructed under is incredibly flawed. It will not be used again. And those people who were there from the Department of Health and the HSE made that clear. But some of the committee members went further and asked why were BAM being given other contracts or being allowed to tender for other contracts. And it was made clear that past poor performance isn't necessarily taken into account when new contracts are being allocated. And that's wrong.
And as well as that, the chief executive of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, David Gunning, said that the total bill incurred by the board just for legal fees in these disputes has now crossed the threshold of 5 million quid.
Yeah, and I suppose it shows the scale of the spending on this project. I suppose if I was trying to defend 1 billion euro worth of claims 5 million euro seems like maybe a small sum to stop me having to pay out the billion. So I think when the final account comes in, the legal claims will be one of the areas where we will have to have a much larger degree of interrogation and what those legal fees were spent on. I think ultimately, whether it's planning delays, whether it's contractual delays, we have to get much better at delivering these projects. I know the new critical infrastructure bill might remove some of the uncertainty around planning. We have to be a bit more honest about how much these projects are going to cost up front with the public. Sometimes you have a case where even their own departments are putting a low bid to get a true approval. That's not the way we can go ahead on these projects. And I think we've learned that lesson on the critical infrastructure bill. The spending gates are there now as well. And I think when the final sod is turned or when the final brick is laid on the children's hospital, we will have to have a full account of what happened on this site.
Well, we will watch this space, Paul. Thank you, Paul McAuliffe, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin North West and member, vice chair, I should say, of the Public Accounts Committee.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.